From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news from Voice of Indonesia. First, the headlines. Indonesian President asks Ministry to ramp up booster vaccination. Ministry deploys 776 health workers to serve Indonesian Hajj pilgrims. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin to intensify COVID-19 booster vaccination in order to expand their coverage. Minister Sadikin said after attending a limited meeting chaired by Widodo at the presidential office in Jakarta on Tuesday, according to the result of a sero survey conducted by the Ministry of Health in March this year, administering a booster COVID-19 shot was effective in increasing immunity. Next, we have Secretary General of the Indonesian Health Ministry, Kunta Wibawa Dasanugraha, along with several officials from the ministry, have deployed 776 health workers to serve Indonesian Hajj pilgrims in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Head of the Hajj Health Center at the Ministry of Health, Budi Silvana, stated, "Those health workers will be responsible to serve Indonesian Hajj pilgrims at 296 service points in Saudi Arabia during the Hajj season. Hajj health workers include doctors, dentists, specialists, nurses, and other health workers." Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has said his ministry has conceived three conditions that will need to be met for the COVID-19 pandemic to be considered endemic. Speaking at a press conference after attending a limited meeting chaired by President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Tuesday, he said considering the global COVID-19 situation, the decision to change the pandemic status to endemic cannot be made by one country alone. We continue with the phase 3 clinical trials for the red and white vaccine that will begin in the second week of June this year. An emergency use authorization for the vaccine is expected to come through by September. Head of the National Agency of Drug and Food Control, or BPOM, Penny Kalukito, said in Jakarta on Tuesday, the red and white vaccine has obtained halal certification, along with Sinovac, Zivivax, as well as state-run pharmaceutical company PT Bio Farma's COVID-19 vaccine. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Minister of Finance, Sri Mulyani, in a meeting with Commission 10 of the House of Representatives explained she is aiming to increase the contribution of household consumption in 2023. She explained that one of the government efforts to encourage public consumption amid high global commodity prices is by introducing a series of government subsidies. Now we move to the international news. During talks in Riyadh, Russian and Saudi Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud praised the level of interaction between the countries in the OPEC Plus format and confirmed their mutual interest in strengthening investment cooperation, the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement. The talks were held on May 31st as part of Lavrov's working visit to Riyadh. The last news comes from the 22 bodies, including 19 passengers and 3 crew members on the plane that crashed on the slopes of the Himalayas in Nepal 2 days ago, have been recovered, officials said on Tuesday. 2 Germans, 4 Indians, and 16 Nepalese were on board with Twin Otter de Havilland Canada DHC-6300, which crashed 15 minutes after takeoff from the tourist city of Pokhara, 125 kilometers west of Kathmandu, on Sunday morning. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia and Cuba signed diplomatic and service passport of visa-free agreement. Indonesia and Cuba have signed a visa-free agreement for diplomatic and service passport holders. Information from the Indonesian Embassy in Havana received in Jakarta on 30 May 2022 stated that the signing of the agreement was carried out by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, and Cuban Foreign Minister, Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla. Acting Director General of America-Europe Ministry and Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Ngurah Swajaya, pointed out that with the visa-free facility and after the ratification process from both countries, diplomatic and service passport holders from Indonesia and Cuba are freed from the obligation to obtain visas for entry, stopover, and stay in their respective territories for a period of not more than 30 days from the date of entry. Ngurah on the sidelines of the Indonesia-Cuba bilateral consultation in Havana recently explained that the two countries have the opportunity to cooperate more closely, openly, and broadly. Ngurah Swajaya on the sidelines of the Indonesia-Cuba bilateral consultations in Havana
recently explained that the two countries have the opportunity to cooperate more closely, openly, and broadly. In the economic field, relations between the two countries are very good. Moreover, the two countries also agreed on the preparation of a practical roadmap for Indonesia-Cuba cooperation, which consists of four main elements: increasing cooperation in trade and investment, cooperation in the health, pharmaceutical, and biotechnology sectors, cooperation in agriculture, and drafting of a bilateral consultation mechanism agreement. Relations between Indonesia and Cuba have been going very well for 62 years in the political, economic, and sociocultural fields. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 1, 1945, the birthday of Pancasila, Indonesia's state ideology. June 1, 1945 was the day when Sukarno spontaneously presented the initial formulation of Pancasila in front of the Investigative Agency for Preparatory Work for Indonesian Independence, or BPUPKI. The first president Sukarno put forward the following basics: nationality, internationalism, consensus, basis for representation, basis for deliberation, welfare, and divinity. Pancasila is now the basic ideology for the state of Indonesia. Pancasila is the formulation and guideline for the life of the nation and state for all Indonesian people. Moving on to the event on June 1st about World Milk Day. June 1st has been designated as World Milk Day since 2001 by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. The date was chosen because many countries have celebrated Milk Day on that date. World Milk Day is celebrated to convey a message to the entire global community about the important role of milk in the health of the world's people. The day is also a time to support the dairy industry, which is the livelihood of more than 1 billion people in the world. In Indonesia, World Milk Day started being celebrated in 2009. We end Today in History with an event on June 1, 2015, MV Dongfangchi Xing River cruise ship accident. The cruise ship MV Dongfangchi Xing operated in the Three Gorges region of mainland China. On the night of June 1, 2015, the ship was sailing on the Yangtze River when it capsized during a thunderstorm in Jiangli, Hubei province, with 454 people on board. On June 13, 442 deaths were confirmed, with 12 survivors. The passengers were mostly in their 60s and 70s, and most were from Nanjing, where the ship started its voyage. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Mengajarkanku apa artinya kenyamanan.
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Industry Ministry established a cooperation with Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA in encouraging the automotive industry growth in Indonesia. The Ministry's Director General for Metal, Machinery, Transportation and Electronics Industries, Taufik Bawazir, in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday said he really appreciated the deep study by JICA that was needed by the automotive sector. Through this cooperation, the studies on the automotive sector from JICA was expected to be applicable in Indonesian industry of automotive. The Industry Ministry and JICA will have a cooperation in the framework of Automotive Industry Development Program 2022-2025. Taufik said there were three pilot projects to be done as implementation of the cooperation program. The three are Matching Hub Program, Research and Design Assistance Program, and Export Strategy Development for Indonesian Automotive Industry Program. Some time ago, the Industry Ministry held a Joint Coordinating Committee or JCC meeting in Jakarta as the cooperation programs kick off. The Joint Coordinating Committee meeting was also attended by Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia representatives, Nomura Research Institute representatives, and the representatives of Indonesian ministries, institutions, vocational school, and vehicle associations. Senior Advisor of Automotive Parts and Components Industry Association, Rahmat Basuki, said the cooperation was very beneficial for the industry. According to him, a matching hub is very important and they agree with the program implementation. Similarly, General Secretary of Indonesian Automotive Manufacturers Association, Kukuh Kumara, according to him, Indonesia needs to increase automotive exports according to the target to be achieved in 2035. The president of Indonesian Automotive Institute, Imade Danatangkas, also gave a positive response to the cooperation. According to him, Indonesia has the potential in the automotive industry, so that the sector is expected to be the best in ASEAN.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya, waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, the existence of mangrove plants is very important for the environment because they are able to withstand sea currents that may erode coastal land, absorb carbon dioxide gas, and produce oxygen. In Bali, there is a special mangrove forest. Its name is Mangrove Conservation Forest. This place is special because it will become one of the destinations for the G20 delegation and become an example of a mangrove forest with facilities like other natural tourism destinations. The mangrove forest is located on Jalan Bypass Murah Rai, KM21 Suwungkau, Pemogan Village, South Denpasar District, Denpasar City, Bali, Indonesia. It has an area of 1,300 hectares and is equipped with a 3-kilometer-long wooden bridge for walking. If you are tired, don't worry, because at some point, a gazebo has been provided to rest. Places above the bridge, a special place is provided for visitors to enjoy the atmosphere of the mangrove forest. If you walk to end of the wooden bridge, then this is where the best views can be seen. The view of the toll road and the blue sea of Benoa Bay is very clearly visible from the end of the mangrove forest bridge. Mangrove forests in Bali, apart from being famous as a place of recreation, are also famous as one of the favorite places to do pre-wedding photos. If you plan to visit the mangrove forest area of Bali, you should come in the morning or in the afternoon so that the sun is not too hot. And if you are lucky, you can see flocks of birds flying around the mangrove forest area. That's Indonesian wonder.
Tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Ternyata
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Boleh Saya Minta Sisir? Boleh Saya Minta Sisir? Which means, can I have a comb? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Dev asks a comb to the receptionist. Let's listen to the conversation.
Boleh Saya Minta Sisir?
Baik, kami akan antar ke kamar Anda.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Boleh, boleh, which means may. Saya, saya, which means I. Minta, minta, which means have or ask. Sisir, sisir, which means come. Boleh saya minta sisir? Boleh saya minta sisir, which means, may I have a comb? In the conversation, you hear the question, boleh saya minta sisir? Boleh saya minta sisir, which means, may I have a comb? In the question, there is the word boleh, boleh, which means may. It is followed by who or something, namely, saya, saya, which means I. Then followed by the things asked, namely, sisir, sisir, which means come. Besides the word boleh, boleh, which means may, you can also use the word bisa, bisa, which means can. The word bisa, bisa, which means can replace the word boleh, boleh, which means may. Let's listen to the questions to ask for something. Bisa saya minta handuk? Bisa saya minta handuk? Which means, can I have a towel? Bisa saya minta sandal? Bisa saya minta sandal? Which means, can I have sandals? To be more polite, you can add the suffix kah in the words boleh. Boleh, which means may. And bisa, bisa, which means can. For example, bolehkah saya minta sabun? Or, bisakah saya minta sabun? Which means, could I have a soap? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Boleh saya minta sisir?
Baik, kami akan antar ke kamar Anda.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Mencintai aku begitu
cepatlah dia berlalu, meninggalkan semua.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song, Poco Poco, from Ambon. The song Poco Poco was composed by Ari Sapulete. With a merry rhythm, the song popularized by Yopi Latul often accompanies the dance Pojo Pojo. While the lyrics tell about someone who walks swaying and moves in a lively way, he only loves that person, although she often makes him dizzy. Well, listener, this is the song Pojo Pojo by Yopi Latul.
Voice of Indonesia.
Papa pun keringatin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.